Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode that's live from the lair. Nah, it's pre-recorded. What can I say? Now, I've got some emails from some guys over the years to talk about upcoming divorces or hints that you're going to get divorced. I think we've done about 3 or 4 videos on this particular subject, but it always changes. The best video we did, it wasn't really about divorce. It was about breakups that are going to happen. You just don't know it yet. It was called the Backburner Blues. It's basically hints that your relationship is coming to an end. This is a critical subject for you guys to basically catch on to.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand, and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
So this is 15 sneaky signs a marriage may end in divorce. Number one here, the bride had pre-wedding jitters. Okay, I really don't know how valid this one is. The wife has, or the soon-to-be wife has, divorce jitters. It's more than, divorce is more than likely, it doubles, according to Journal of Family Psychology. That's the good news is, a groom with no doubts is almost no impact on the future of the marriage. The couple got married young, or after the age of 32. Typically, they have the marriage rate starting at age of 15 to 20, which has the highest chances of, divorce happening. I have no idea why they have 15, 16, 17-year-olds in there. You really shouldn't be talking about getting married to a minimum of at least 19 or 20. Chances of divorce go up after she's over the age of 32, which in current year is very close to the age of a woman getting married for the first time. So if these ladies get married at 32, they're literally on the doorstep of infertility. And most people like to be married at least 2 years before they start having kids. So if she gets married at 32, then, you start at 34. Let's just be honest, the fertility rates, after the age of 32 drop radically to the point roughly around 43 to 45. You have, as a woman, a 1-3% chance of actually carrying a baby to term.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
I often see couples in their 40s in counseling who got married too young. There's a reason why there's a saying out there, it's a starter husband. A lot of these women will get married on the younger side just so they can take half of the husband's shit. So they are going to move on to a bigger and better husband, which isn't really happening in current year because guys like me are teaching men out there the tricks of the trade and the red pill of baloney.
Yeah.
A family has 2 daughters. All right, I have 2 daughters, and I got divorced. It is what it is. Now, I would like to think that I was fully vested in my daughters' lives, but let's just be honest. I lost them in the divorce, and I became basically a vacation visiting father, and the rest is history. This one talks about sons. Usually will keep the father more anchored to home life. In my instance, that probably would not have been true. I was in it to win it, and it was all about my kids. But sadly, it ups your chances to roughly 43%, almost 50% chance of divorce. And just having 1 daughter makes you 5% more likely to split. And this is according to the Columbia University economic Kristen Mammon. Divorce runs in the family. Like, this is part of reconning the mother. If you're talking to a woman and she's a hottie and you're thinking about maybe popping the question, you might want to ask some questions here, like, do you come from a family of divorce? How many times has your mother or father been married? if you get anything more than they're still married, my advice to you, move it over into temporary or entertainment purposes only, mainly because it increases the chance of divorce by
91%.
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal!
A challenging child challenges a marriage. All right, so if you have a kid that is Down syndrome or ADHD or any of the other, you know, spectrum or crazy issues, your chances of getting divorced nearly 23% more. Next, debt. Money is always a big contributor to breakups and divorce. Typically, if you have a lot of debt hanging over your head, you're looking at an increase of 45% more likely. But debt is a 50% killer. Right? Again, that's part of recon. Your soon-to-be wife or fiance, pull a credit report, check her debt, and find out what the deal is. Because if she shows up with a lot of student loans and consumer debt, you name it, she's not the girl for you.
You're fired!
She should be more responsible with her money than that. And her showing up with that much debt is a red flag for selfishness and irresponsibility. I'm just saying, it's my opinion. If you get mad, so what, comma, I don't care. I'm just here to tell you the truth. Let's see, the groom frowned in his childhood snapshots. Maybe it has something to do with them being depressed or in a negative mindset for their whole life, meaning they go into a marriage, they're already looking at it with a negative set of eyes. One thing leads to another. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And you are standing in divorce court, gonna get screwed over. Okay, when only one person in the relationship smokes, there's a 75% to a 91% more likely chance of a split. Even to this day, I cannot stand to be around women who smoke on the regular. I can tolerate it if it's only when they drink, and they only drink occasionally, like, you know, 2 to 4 times a year. Got it. Those things go together. It's not a big deal. But if you're with a woman that smokes on the regular and you don't, it's not a good deal. It just, and I don't care how hot she is. I don't care what kind of cheetah flips she'll do on your pogo stick, the one-eyed Wonder Worm, or the one-eyed yogurt slinger. It's just not worth it, okay? That's a disgusting habit. And for most of you out there, it should be an automatic red flag. All right, the family's first child was born less than 8 months after the wedding. This is another thing that needs to be addressed. The whole shotgun wedding thing needs to go by the wayside. If you get a woman pregnant and people say you should do the right thing and marry her, if you don't have genuine feelings for this woman, you're literally signing yourself up for a miserable, long, protracted life. I can't tell you how many guys I know that are now divorced who did the right thing and literally got their clock fucking cleaned. They had their own businesses. They were married. They knocked up some chicks, got married. One guy got divorced 5.5 years. The other guy was a little over 8. Both of them had to they lost their businesses. They lost all the money they saved for retirement and had to start over. Except when they started over, now they had child support hanging over their head. So, all right, here we go. The couple shacks up before marriage. They tell you not to do this. I myself don't understand. But they're saying here you have a 12% more chance of getting divorced. Now, if you're going to actually consider getting married, it would probably be, especially in current year, to your advantage to live together. So you can find out, you know, if she is actually worthy of, you know, the obligation for the rest of your life. I've seen lots of women who cook and clean, kiss ass, do all the good stuff. Then they get married, and within a year, the sex dries up, and they sit there and tell their new husband, I'm not your slave, do it yourself. Don't fall for that horseshit. All right, number 11. One partner is a nurse. There you go. This happened to me. My ex-wife was also a nurse. Yes, certain occupations have higher divorce rates, and not just police and military personnel. I was a military person married to a nurse. There you go. Dancers and choreographers have a 43% chance of divorce, according to 2009 study, Journal of Police and Criminal Psychology. All right. Bartenders split from spouses 38% of the time, while nursing, psychiatric, home health aides face an almost 29% divorce rate. What is this telling you here? Nurses are surrounded by nurse practitioners, nurse anesthetists, doctors. They're always shopping for the next big thing. Just is what it is. And if one of these doctors shows any interest, he's the next big thing. You're on your way out. Bartenders are always getting hit on, and literally it's a lottery of cocks coming through the bar door trying to hit on her, especially if she is attractive. It's literally a matter of time before you get the knife in the back from her in family court and divorce court. Don't do it, okay? 12, you live in Nevada or Maine. All right, Nevada is a given. I have no idea why Maine is on this list, but typically people in Nevada do not stay married long, and a lot of them get married multiple times. That is just my observation. Nevada residents just think Las Vegas for their, you know, 15% divorce rate, increase in divorce. Maine is second with a 14.2. Let's just say they're both, you know, 15% for shits and giggles. Oklahoma is 14%. New York, in contrast, has only 8.8, or let's just round it up to 9%. It is. I have no idea why Maine is on this list at all, and I have no idea why New York is the lowest. When I was stationed in New York, most of the women I came across were fat, ugly, and divorced. And probably had, well, I would say 40 to 50% of them had multiple baby daddies. 13, the wife makes more money than the husband. Again, this is human nature. Women are always looking for the next big thing. They whenever they look at you, they think, is this the best I can do? When you look at the stats, even if she makes as much money as you, you are on the super secret probation list. She is going to swap your ass out if she comes across a model that makes the same amount of money as you, but is more attractive. Okay, typically you need to out-earn your woman by 20 to 40% to keep this from happening. That's a lot of pressure, dudes. All right, now if the wife makes more than you, it increases your chance of divorce by roughly 60%. And I would actually say that the 60% actually applies if she makes equal amount of money to you or close to what you make. Meaning if you make, you know, 78 and she makes 70, you're on the chopping block, all right? 14, she's older than the man. A woman who's 3 years older than their husband are 53% more likely to end their mirage. You should not be dating women older than you and then looking at it as a long-term or permanent thing. Women age off of a cliff. They age like banana pudding. Roughly, depending upon their genetics, you'll see these women really age off the charts, starting at roughly 35. By 45, it's a wrap, and shortly thereafter, after that, they're in full menopause. And within 5 years of that, so if they go into menopause at 45, by 50, they look like they're 65. Again, this is my opinion. It is what it is. Okay, 15. Someone thinks they're always right. If you have a wife who is always right, you are more than likely 93% chance of getting divorced. Now, let's just add this all together here. So, if you're with a woman who's always right, you have daughters, you know, she makes close to you in income, dude, you are getting flushed. Now, this is just a quick video. dudes, do not get married. Do not cohabitate with ladies. Do not have children with them. You are going to get screwed. In my particular case, my ex-wife turned my family against me, turned my kids against me, took my kids away from me, killed my fucking dog, and forced me to live on the street. Now, luckily, I was able to recover. I've told the story quite a few times. My mirage and divorce was just a horrible country song. That's all I have for you today, gentlemen. Don't get married. Don't do it.